Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh. Hey, yeah. Little fire.
Arise, shine, that light has come. The glory of Yah has risen up on his sons and his daughters. The darkness is uncovered, pool seats above our lovers were perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city, your refuge, the fountains of living waters. This was weaving righteousness, restores my order, and turns the song to a king, a song for my soul to sing, that brought me down very low, my garments white like the wings. Shaddaiah, praise be the Most High, that brought me of insanity, crushed the towers of vanity, and made a man of me. I'm now asking for a key, no longer my your refugee, I'm now y'all planet.
We don't march to the city of God, we don't march to the city of God, we don't. We don't sleep, we don't run to the street, run to the, we don't fight to the city of God. We don't march to the city of God. We don't dance, we don't sleep.
A thousand meters rough, measure waters came to your ankle. The message did repeat, waters came right to your knee. Before you further joke, groins, waters came to your loin. A thousand measures and the last, a river you could not pass. Everything touched the waters was healed. Plenty of your fish left to swim. There was meat from the trees, nourished the bodies from leaves. The vision I seen was more than a dream. Waters flow on top of sanctuary. My heart had joy, merit. I'm renovating my soul until we make it home. But since forever gone, your spirit resting on my bones. Brothers and sisters, you with me. Let's purge ourselves really quickly. Make us so solid, this 50. So, we home.
We don't march to the city of God. We don't dance, we don't sleep. We don't run to the city of God. We don't march to the city of God. We don't march to the city of God.
The greatest of the Most High for getting me out, for blessing me with understanding of what you talking about. My sins are too many, I thought another God could save. To you will woke me from a slumber, pull me right from my grave, and now that the slave, I'm blessed to know and understand truth, that no blessing, no curse is coming, least is coming through you. I sing praises to my God, to my very last breath, and use your laws as the ladder if I ever misstep. Let's praise the Most High, Yah, pay his holy name, regard, we have come a long way, yet we got so far before we right before our King. All of this ain't seen, so we deserve the righteousness, with healing up in our wings,
we
gone. Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh, our Elohim. This program is nothing but the truth, and I am your host for this evening, Ray Obadiah Yisrael of the House of Yisrael, located in 1907 Vine Street. And I'm standing there for the senior Moray here at the House of Yisrael, Moray Ishaya Yisrael. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge, and Yahweh is our King. And he alone will save us. So we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. And I just want to say shalom to all of our family that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Creator, Yahweh our Elohim. This week we've had some poignant discussions. Yahweh has given the instructions and the command on what fast is acceptable in his eyes. And Yahweh has commanded us to put away the putting forth of the finger and to get rid of the yoke and to speak in vanity. And just last night, we went over the town Babel and how Babylon is more than just a physical place. It's a mentality. It's a spirit that's been placed on our people and on the entire world from the Most High. And how do we get out of this confusion? How do we get out of this chaos? How do we get out of this darkness and go into the ways of light? Well, there's only one way that we can do it, and that's through the instructions and the light of the Most High. And what is the light that the Most High has put before us? What is the way that Yahweh has made that makes the crooked things straight? A lot of our people may say these things, but these things are more than just cliches, more than just sayings. This is an outright truth. And the truth about it is Yahweh is the only true and living Elohim who has a book of life. Now, what do I mean when I say the book of life? I mean, Yahweh is the only Elohim that has a book that man, woman, child, beast, the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is can go by, live by, and increase. Yahweh is the only Elohim that has a book that never gets old. He is the only Elohim that has a book that you can never fully master and truly say that I don't have to have it with me everywhere I go. I don't need to eat this roll anymore because all that pertains to life I've received already. Yahweh has the keys of life recorded right in the book. Now, most of our people, they're studied. They read many books. They read a whole lot of books. And they take in a whole lot of content. And they take in a whole lot of knowledge. But do you have knowledge of the holy? They study for a lot of wisdom. But do you have the wisdom of Yah? They get a lot of understanding. But do you have the understanding of the true and living Creator? Do you know your time? Do you know your purpose? Do you know the very reason that your Creator has placed you on the face of this earth? And the vast majority of people of the world, the vast majority of the nations, they don't know because they don't seek this out of the book of the Most High. They feel like they've elevated. They feel like it's too juvenile. They feel like with all that's going on in the world today, it can't be simply put in just one book. It can't just simply be placed in one book. You can't know the beginning from the ending just by going by the words of Yah. And they are under this impression. See, one thing that the world has to come to the conclusion and understanding of is that language was introduced by the Most High.
writings were introduced by the Most High. So when these other nations took hold of language, these other nations took hold of writings, they seen something quite peculiar in what they were going by and what the people of Yahweh was going by. Started to evolve and progress, they started to take on other nations' knowledge and seek after other wisdom. Now, some of it they took and mimicked, and most of the times when they took over the knowledge, they pillaged and they burned down those nations. They took down those nations. They kept the knowledge, but they destroyed the nation. And then they started to create their own doctrine. Then they started to make their own writings. Then they started to come up with their own way. And this is the situation that we are in today. And we read this yesterday. And I want to read it again because the whole key to life was given right here in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter and the 12th verse, and it reads, "And further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books, there is no end. And much study is the weariness of the flesh." So most people would say, man, if you want to hide something from black people, just put it in the book. If you want to do this, just put it in the book. But little do the world know, most of our people, we're very well studied. Most people do study. But the problem is most people study a bunch of vanity. They study the wrong things. They search after the wrong knowledge. And the knowledge that the Most High is commanding you to seek, you refuse to. The wisdom that the Most High is commanding you to obtain, you refuse to get it. And the understanding that the Most High is instructing you to get, you refuse to obtain and get it. So most of our people are just chasing after a bunch of vain knowledge. They'll read any book in and out when they go on their various jobs. They'll read a book in and out when it comes to making some money. They'll go, they'll read the book in and out when it comes to trying to get women or trying to pull a man. They'll do all these things and read all these things that'll bring in a bunch of vanity. But when it comes to the wisdom, understanding the knowledge of the Most High, these things are not sought after. And that's why it's letting you know. You're being admonished, be corrected, of making many books, there is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh. So if you're trying to obtain all the knowledge that's being brought forth, you'll never obtain it. If you're trying to read every book that's being produced, you'll never finish reading. You'll do all these things and come to find out it'll all be to you as vanity. So this is why this is the whole wisdom that the Most High gave King Solomon. He said, "But let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole man." Yes, this is the whole man. So you search it all through the world thinking that you got to labor for man. You got to labor for a woman. You got to labor for your children. You have to labor for this person, for that person, and for this reason, and for that reason, when the whole thing has been summed up, fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole man. This is your commission. This is what you was born to do. Now this is the duty of the whole Hebrew man. This says this is the whole commission of man. The whole man, period. And where is the commandments written? Where is the laws written? Where is the knowledge written? Where is wisdom and understanding? Where do they dwell? Well, they all dwell in the books of the Most High. They all dwell in the book of Yah. And it's important and imperative that we eat this roll because it said in verse 14, "For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." So how are you going to know the balance of good and evil if you're not seeking out of Yahweh's book? How are you going to know the balance of good and evil if you're not seeking out wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of the holy? How are you going to be able to weigh these things in the balance? And the bottom line is, you're not going to. Not wholeheartedly. You'll get pieces here. You'll get pieces there. You'll get opinion here. You'll get a man's thoughts here. You'll get your own personal thoughts there. But you will not be able to obtain whole wisdom, whole understanding, and whole knowledge without the book of Yah. It is literally impossible. And if you think it's not impossible, then all you have to do is talk to your various scholars, talk to your various clergymen, talk to your imams and your sheikhs, talk to your rabbis, talk to your people that say that they priest, and see what they, how far they can get without the book of Yah. And this is how all things will be weighed in the balance. But making the many books, there is no end. That's why the conclusion of the whole matter is to fear Yah and keep his commandments. Because at the end of the day, all you're doing is chasing after vanity. Because if we're not keeping the commandments of Yah, if we're not trying to do the things that please Yah, if we're not trying to be holy and whole unto Yahweh, then what are we doing? What is our mission and what is our goal in life if we're not trying to seek and do these things? It's altogether vanity. And this is what Yahweh has let us know through the wisdom that he has given to King Solomon. And he also let us know this in the book of Exodus, the 24th chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 24th chapter, I'm going to read the 18th verse. Exodus 24 and 18 reads, "And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights." Yeah, so when Moses went up into this mount, and he was there for 40 days and 40 nights, yes, he went to petition for the sins of Israel. Yes, he went up to get the Ten Commandments of Yahweh. But most importantly, he went up there, and for 40 days and 40 nights, he was getting the origin of creation. Something that no man can get. Something that no man can tell you in its completion on when it was created. You can ask your various scientists, when was the earth made? And they'll give you some type of astrological number. It was 2 billion trillion years ago, and it was a big bang. Yeah, but what day did this big bang take place? And they can't answer you. But Yahweh, let it be recorded in his book that the earth was made on the third day. Yahweh let you know that the heavens was made on the first day. And Yahweh let you know that the heavens were finished on the fourth day. And Yahweh let you know that light was created on the first day. So Yahweh brings you through a six-day event of creation. And nowhere do you see big bangs. Nowhere do you see no evolution. Nowhere do you see a bunch of man's knowledge. You see divine knowledge. It breaks it down step by step what was created. And once you start to understand the words of Yah, then you will start to understand the works of the Most High and why these things were created on the day that they were created and what order these things fall in. And then once you get an understanding of that, you will begin to get an understanding on purpose and time. Something that most of our people are lacking. Why? Because they're not seeking out of the book of the Most High, but they seek it after many books. They go read these self-help books. They go read these books from scientists. They go read these books from theologians. They go read these books from these scientists that want to predict the future. They want to read all these so-called Afrocentric books and all these so-called books based in spirituality. And all it does is bring you into confusion. But Yahweh let it be plainly known. Not only did I give the origin, creation, but I let you know when earth was destroyed and when it had begun to regenerate. I'll let you know who was righteous in the earth, how many was wicked in the earth. I'll let you know how many was keeping my law, and I'll let you know how many that didn't. And I'll let you know the generations of your origin. The generation of Israel's origin is recorded right in the book of Yahweh. And these things are looked over because most of our people haven't obtained the understanding to even go through their genealogy. You think you got to get your mouth swabbed and send it to Ancestry.com and get you some information. And then they'll send you some information saying you 75% African, 10% Swahili, 15% Irish, and a bunch of nonsense. And all they're doing is just taking advantage of you, taking your money, taking up time, and giving you absolutely nothing. Because now you just think you just one big meagle pot. But Yahweh lets you know exactly from where your lineage comes from. And why are we speaking on this evening about the making of many books? Well, Yahweh told Cain, he said, look, if you do good, you'll be accepted. But if you sin, but if you do not good, the sin lieth at your doors. As we've been learning throughout the past month or so, these doors, not just your literal doors, like you just open up your house door and sin right there. No, these doors are before our very eyes. Our eyes are a door. Our mouth is a door. Our ears are a door. So most of the things that we are reading and we're hearing and we're speaking, we're transmitting. We're just transmitting what we heard and what we've learned. And most of our people have learned vanity. Most of the world has learned vanity. But learn the ways of Yahweh, they haven't known. They can tell you about the wars in America, but just in America. Or they can tell you about wars of warriors that happened in Europe and just European history. And then they give you a 28-day month and say, well, this is Black History Month. Because this is all we conjure up is 28 days of your history. But this couldn't be further from the truth. If you really want to know your history, if you really want to know your lineage, if you really want to be enriched in your culture, then what you need to do is seek out the book of Yah and read, as it says in the book of 1 Kings, the 11th chapter. And in the book of 1 Kings, the 11th chapter, I'm going to read the 41st verse. And this is speaking about King Solomon. And it says, and the rest of the acts of Solomon and all that he did and his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the acts of Solomon? And the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years. So this is very important because if you don't know the history of King Solomon, it will behoove you to read the poem. Because all nations on the face of this earth came to Solomon, to King Solomon, to get wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Because they know that the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge that he had was directly from Yahweh, the creator. And they bought offerings. King Solomon was a wealthy king. This is your history. This is your lineage. Turn to the book of 1 Kings, the 14th chapter. In the book of 1 Kings, the 14th chapter, and the 29th verse, it reads, now the rest of the acts of Rehoboam and all that he did, are they not written in the books of the Chronicles of Kings of Judah? And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. And this is speaking about history again. Because Yahweh will have it recorded about righteous kings, wicked kings. But these were black men ruling black nations. This is your history. This is your lineage. So there's no need to fall out when you see Obama become president. Because if you truly read out the book of Yah, you would see that this was not a new act at all. This was not a new thing at all. And if you turn with me to the book of 1 Kings, the 15th chapter. In 1 Kings 15 and verse 7, it reads, "Now the rest of the acts of Obadiah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Obadiah and Jeroboam." Yes, all these things are recorded right here in the book of Yahweh. That's why it's referring you to the book of the Chronicles. Because it chronicled the commission of these kings that were ruling. It chronicled it. Today they would call it a documentary, but this documented their moves. And you want to be enriched in your history, enriched with your culture. You don't have to be enriched with other people's culture, with other nations' culture. You can be enriched in your own. But most of our people are blind to the fact, because all they do is they see King James Bible and they just instantly reject it because they think that this book is written about the Gentiles. They think that this book is uplifting Gentiles. They think that this book is uplifting any other nations. Well, this book is speaking about you, about your history, about creation of you, and about redemption of you. No wonder your enemies didn't want you to read this book. There was a time when it was illegal to read. For a black man, a black woman, a black child to read. And if they caught you reading, they would chop your arm off to the elbow. They would refuse for you to read. So a lot of our people that knew how to read, they had to keep it a secret. They had to sneak and read. And why didn't they want you to read? You think they didn't want you to read? Because the New Testament was on its way? Because the Quran was on its way? No, they were afraid for you to read because they know once you were able to read, you could pick up the scriptures and start seeking the old path and start getting ways of instructions. And they said, we can't have that. We can't have you reading that Old Testament. You're reading about a black God who has a black chosen people. His angels are black. And he's sitting upon the throne of rulership. And he going to take vengeance on all those that have oppressed his people. They said, no, we can't have that. So we're going to chop your arm off. We'll chop your hands off if we catch you reading. But when the New Testament was introduced and came on the scene, oh, well, you can read now. When the Quran came on the scene, oh, you can read now. And all you have to do is just know, as it used to be said by Moray Elisha Israel, our teacher, if a man won't treat you right, he won't teach you right. All you have to do is look at who gave you these books. Your enemy gave you the New Testament. Now, would a man have you in prison and then give you the keys to set yourself free? Absolutely not. And they haven't. It wasn't freedom in the Quran. It wasn't freedom in the New Testament. It wasn't the freedom in the Talmud. It wasn't freedom in the Christianity religion. It's not freedom and being a Rastafarian, and none of these sectors of religion is their freedom. That's the reason when it comes to serving the Elohim or the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it's less often talked about. And what do they try to do? They try to jam in their religion next to your history. So now you think that all the Bible is talking about is Christianity. And y'all don't got not one person that's called a Christian. Matter of fact, the New Testament don't even have people that's called Christian. When they call people Christian, that was a mockery name. That was a form of calling people dumb because they say you're following Christ. You're following a man. Well, now the vast majority of the world celebrates following a man. And now when you bring them the truth from Yahweh, now they are in an utter state of confusion. Now they are in utter darkness. Why? Because they have been turned backwards. They went into the ways of confusion. Why? Because they have been studied, reading, and have been indoctrinated by the making of these many books. and the making of these many books, there is no end. Christianity is the number one religion. Islam is the number two religion. But there's new religions that's popping up every single day. And they all come in with what? Their own doctrine. Their own ways. Because in actuality, that's how man wants to serve. How he wants to serve. Not how he must. But if you're going to follow the ways of Yahweh, and if you're going to read the instructions of Yahweh, that's exactly what Torah means. Instructions. And Yahweh going to instruct us the way to go that's righteous. That's holy. That's clean. That's light. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 27th division. In the book of Psalms, the 27th division, I'm going to begin reading at the 11th verse. And it reads, "Teach me thy way, O Yahweh, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies." See, King David knew this. This is why Yahweh said that he has anointed this man with his holy oil. This is why Yahweh has said that he has a heart like unto him. Because King David knew, Yahweh, if I want to know the ways of righteousness, if I want to be delivered out of the snares of my enemy, Yahweh, teach me your ways. That's the only way that I'm going to be able to judge righteously. That's the only way I'm going to be able to walk uprightly. And that's the only way that I'm going to be able to serve you wholeheartedly. So, Yahweh, you teach me your ways. And lead me in the plain path because of my enemies. Yes, because you know once you deliver it into your enemies' hands, you know what they're going to teach you, that you were a slave and that all you have to contribute to society was being a slave. You no different than nobody else. You're not special. You're not peculiar. You're not set apart. But when you read the words of Yah, you read the very opposite. You think your enemies want you to know this? You think that your enemies want you walking in the instructions of Yahweh? No, they don't. How do you think they try to paint us in the media as some type of radical hate group? Now, some are not making it difficult to make it look that way. But for the service of Yahweh that's reading and trying to go by the ways of Yah, there's nothing hatred about it. Matter of fact, keeping the laws of Yahweh is a benefit to society. Because my Elohim commands me not to murder. Now, just imagine if I could murder. And we could be out in the streets causing bedlam. Yahweh commanded me not to covet. So I don't have to covet and break into your house and try to steal your items. Try to take your car. I'll try to take your wife. Try to take your manservant and your maidservant. Yahweh commanded me to respect, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. So instead of being out raising hell 7 days a week, one day is regarded as set apart just for the Most High. This is beneficial for society. And all of this righteousness is recorded right in the book of Yahweh. And that's the last day that most of our people and most of our people have been trained not to look unto. But these are great benefits. That's why the scriptures say, praise the mighty Yah and forget not all his benefits. Because the benefits of Yahweh are endless. There are many. There's too many to be named. And I know they make these movies called The Purge, where they want to make it seem like one day they give you a night to just cause bedlam and go out there and do what you want to do. That's what they want to create until it's at their doorstep. Because that's what Yahweh told Cain. If you do well, you will be accepted. But if you do not well, then sin lieth at your door. How do you get sin away from the door? Well, you have to study to do righteously. How do you study to do righteously? You have to seek out of the book of Yahweh. But of making many books, there is no end. That's why you may have some people that do right and others that sometimes they're doing the right thing, other times they're doing evil. Why? Because they're seeking after many books or they're seeking after their own way. But Yahweh didn't instruct this. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 86th division. And in the book of Psalms, the 86th division and the 11th verse, it reads, "Teach me thy way, O Yahweh, and I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name." This is what the righteous ask for. Teach the way, Yahweh, teach me your ways. Now how is Yahweh going to teach you his ways? Because a lot of our people are under the impression that they only taught the ways of Yahweh, like Yahweh just come down personally and give you a tutoring lesson every day for an hour and a half. Yahweh don't have messages that he sends unto you that can understand his words, that get the wisdom from his testimonies, that get the knowledge from his book. They think that Yahweh just coming down and talk to you personally. Well, our people had that experience, and they want no part of it. When Yahweh came down and talked to his people, they said, "Look, whatever you do, we'll send the messenger. And you retrieve the message from Yah and bring it unto us. And whatever you say Yahweh said we would said to do, we will do. Just don't let us hear the voice of Yah anymore, lest we die." Now everybody is now being personally tutored by the Most High. And what are they doing now? They go on outright confusion. How can you say you being taught by the Most High, but you can't keep the laws of the Most High? How can you say you personally being taught by the Most High when you're talking about you can't get out your house on the Shabbat? How are you personally being taught by the Most High when you're saying you can't pay a tithe which is holy unto Yahweh? Doesn't even belong to you. How can you say you being personally taught by the Most High when you don't know his name? And you cleaving to the ways of the heathens? How can you say you being taught by the ways of the Most High, but you're not walking in the ways of straightness? You're walking in the ways that are crooked. It's impossible to say you're being taught by the Most High. And especially if you learn it from these heathens. Especially if you learn it from these nations. Because these nations don't seek Yahweh. And now they done trained our people not to seek out of his book neither. But the righteous, they always know. Teach me your ways, Yah. Now how are you going to teach me your ways? You're going to send me messengers. And what are your messengers going to come with? Your word. And what are the words going to be encased in? Your book. Because this is the order of the Most High. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 119th division. In Psalms 119, I'm going to read verse 33. And it reads, "Teach me, O Yah, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it until the end." Now this psalmist is saying, "Teach me, O Yahweh, the ways of your statutes, and I shall keep them until the end." And it say, "Teach me thy ways, O Yah, and I shall keep them until we come into captivity." Then your statutes won't be in the play anymore. Then your laws and commandments and judgments won't be in the play anymore. No, they were asking to be taught the ways of Yah because they know that whatsoever Elohim says, it shall stand forever. And nothing can be put to it. And nothing can be taken away from it. And Yahweh does it so that men should fear before him. This book is here so we can learn the fear of Yahweh. That is wisdom. So once you have the fear of Yahweh, you learn to depart from evil. Now you have understanding. And now you have the testimonies of the righteous, of your people. Now you have the knowledge of the holy. But what we've obtained today and getting today is the knowledge of the unholy. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 40th division. Because a lot of people may say, "Man, that's nonsense. See, that book has been tainted. That book has been compromised. You can't just seek the Most High out of just his book. Now you got to read the Apocrypha. Now you got to read these other books. You got to read the book of this and the book of that." Man, Yahweh said, had this recorded in his book, in the book of Psalms, the 40th division and the 7th verse. It says, "Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me." So the entire book is written of the Most High. So how can you go wrong by just seeking out the book of Yah? How can you fall short by just seeking out of the Most High? And we're going to read how that's impossible to do. We're going to read how these testimonies won't fail. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the second chapter. Because the vast majority of our people, they don't know the Most High. They don't know His laws, His statutes, His commandments. They don't know the first thing about righteousness because they haven't sought out of the book of the Most High. They've sought the words of man, and man has given them an understanding on what is acceptable in the Most High's eyes, but Yahweh hasn't. And Yahweh said this in the book of Jeremiah, the second chapter, and the 8th verse. Jeremiah 8:2 reads, "The priests said not, where is Yahweh? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by the idol, and walked after things that does not profit." And these are your Sunday churches. These are your mosques. These are your synagogues. These are the various aisles that you go to just hear smooth words. And the people that handle the book of the law, that's supposed to be teaching you the ways of Yahweh, they teach you the words of Yahweh. They're not teaching you the laws of the Most High, because they transgressed against the Most High. And these messengers that's coming, they prophesy in the name of false idols. And they going after things, and now they have you pursuing things that do not profit. Got people today saying, "Man, Egypt is deep. Egypt is, that's where we need to go." Read about Egypt and read about what Yahweh did to the Egyptians and see how deep it goes. Ask all these people that brag about how great Egypt is, where are the Egyptians today? And watch them blame everybody. "Man, it was the white man that came and got this. They did this." Like, they got these Gentiles, a bad nation. They just go over and just wreak out and pillage everything. Like, the Most High got his hand in none of these things. And our people have played the game, blame game. Like we spoke about the other night, they put off the finger because they truly haven't sought out the book of Yahweh. Yes, Egypt was a great nation. Yes, Egypt was one of the greatest nations on the face of this earth. And yes, Yahweh will restore Egypt. But Egypt was destroyed because they oppressed Yahweh's people. And any nation that has oppressed Yahweh's people has been destroyed. Any nation that have done this have been destroyed. That goes for Egypt. That goes for ancient Babylon. And that goes for the United States even today. There's a price and there is judgment to pay for what they have done to the Most High's people. Yes, Yahweh sent us into the land of our enemies. Yes, we are in the hand of our captives. Yes, we have been brutalized by our captives. But you think Yahweh is just going to give the captives a free pass? Well, if you think that's the case, then you really don't know the book of Yahweh, because you haven't been seeking out of the book of Yahweh. Why? Because you have been seeking out after many books. And you think because someone has a doctor in front of their name, philosopher behind in front of their name, that they supposed to be heightened in their knowledge. Well, all they do is have knowledge of what they were taught by man. But they don't have the knowledge of the holy. And this is what Yahweh's people are supposed to have. This is what the priest was supposed to bear. And instead of teaching the laws of Yah, they were teaching rebelliousness. And this is why we are in the snares of captivity like we are in today. Turn with me to the book of Hosea, the 8th chapter. And in the book of Hosea, the 8th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, "Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of Yah, because they have transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my law. Israel shall cry unto me, my Elohim, we know you. Israel have cast off the things that is good, and the enemy shall pursue him. And they have set up kings, but not by me. They have made princes that I am not. Of their silver and their gold have they made their idols, and that they may be cut off. This is what happens when you don't seek out the book of Yahweh. We've already read what happens when a king is set up. It shall not be of the other nations. It shall be one of our brethren. They will have a copy of the book of the law, and they will read it for as long as they reign it. They hold life. Because as I said, this is a book that we can never say, oh, I mastered that, so I don't have to go by the ways of Yah. I've graduated. There is no graduation. This is your diploma. This is your PhD. If you're going to get a degree in wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of the Most High Yah. This is why there's so much error that's going on in captivity today. This is why there's so much feebleness going on in captivity today. They refuse to hearken to the words of Yah. And they'll set up kings. They'll try to set up governments. They'll try to set up regimes, all of which profits them nothing. Because why? They're trying to be like other nations. Why? Because these other nations are going by other books, serving deities. And they may look like they got it going on. But in all actuality, these nations all get destroyed. This is why it's imperative to seek out of the Most High's book. I don't know why when most of our people try to combat the words of Yah, they feel like they got to go outside of Yahweh's book. Like, man, I've been doing research, and come to find out, I found this, and I found that. Well, how are you going to do research to combat the words of Yahweh with what? When the wisdom of Yahweh lets you know that there is no wisdom, there is no understanding, and there is no counsel against Yahweh. So what are you researching and finding out with what? Are you trying to compare man's knowledge to the Most High knowledge? Are you trying to compare man's doctrine to the Most High's doctrine? And you'll fall short every time. This is what Yahweh said. This is the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 20th verse. And it reads, to the law and to the testimonies, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. That's why there's so much darkness being spoken by our people. That's why there's so much confusion being spoken by our people. That's why there's so much vanity that's being spoken by our people. Because the things that they are witnessing to are not to the law and to the testimonies of Yah. And Yahweh says if they don't speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So how you going to compare the light of Yahweh to anything else? How are you going to put a concordance next to the word of Yah? How are you going to put the Apocrypha next to Yah? How can you put a book of philosophies next to the word of Yah? Well, the only reason why you think you could do that is because you truly haven't gotten the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge that Yahweh said to seek out of his book and get. And you're not going to speak to the laws and to the testimonies. And Yahweh said if you don't speak to the law and to the testimonies, it's only because there just is no light in you. So it's imperative that you witness to this. It's imperative that you speak to this. Because all these things that are taking place, all these things that are happening, are just going over most of the nation's heads. Because they haven't prepared for the judgment of Yah. This is, says this in the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter, and the 16th verse, it reads, seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. For no one of these shall fail, and none shall want her meat. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them. My people, what other book can you produce on the face of this earth where Yahweh's mouth has commanded it and his spirit gathered them? None. So how are you going to combat the words of the Most High with any other book? It's impossible. No wonder of reading the many books there is, because all you're going to hear is man's philosophy, man's ideology, man's way of thinking. But they will not be inspired by the Most High and have a book put together where Yahweh's spirit have commanded and his mouth has gathered it. No wonder Yahweh said, if you don't speak according to the law and to the testimonies, it's because there is no light in you. Because how could there be light in you when you're not even seeking the light for the light to be revealed so you can understand his word? It's impossible. And this is why we dwell in utter darkness even to this very day. Because we're not seeking from the words of Yah. We're not seeking from his mouth. We're not seeking from his spirit, but what we are seeking are many other books. And there is no end to it. That's why you have a lot of my people, they can't give you the end of nothing. They can't tell you when the end of captivity is. They can't tell you when the end of a day is. They can't tell you the end of nothing. It is supposed to be a continuous, perpetual cycle. When Yahweh didn't create like that, day one came to a beginning. Day one came to a conclusion. And now you have day two. Day two came to a beginning. Day two came to an ending. And then you had day three. And so on and so forth. Yahweh knows the beginning from the end. So he just knows the beginning. And he going to freestyle the end? No. Yahweh has it recorded in his book. But most of our people, they don't know judgment because they don't know the words of Yahweh. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter. And there's a reason why the vast majority of the world don't see it. And there's a reason why the vast majority of our people don't see it. Why? Because they don't know that the Most High has done something to our people. They don't know it at all. They don't know exactly what's happening, and they can't tell you for a moment of what's taking place. In the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 10th verse. In Isaiah 29 and 10, it reads, "For Yahweh hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes, and the prophets and your rulers, the seers, have he covered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying," now this is the ones that are learned. So all these people that got these degrees and sheepskin, they supposed to just breeze through this book because they got knowledge, right? But when you give them this book, guess what they say? When you say, "Read this, I pray you," he saith, "I cannot, for it is sealed." Man, nobody understand that book. You got to be a man of the cloth to understand that and to break that down. You got to be Shakespeare to break it down. You got to be one of these poets to break that down. No, you don't. All you have to do is just read and seek Yah's wisdom and understanding. And it says, "And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he said, I am not learned." Now all of a sudden you not learn. All your degrees have failed you. All the money that you've been stacking up has failed you. All these beautiful houses you have failed you. All these women you put away have failed you. All these things you have obtained have just failed you because this book is delivered to you. Say, "Man, I can't do nothing with this. This book is sealed, man. It's sealed. I don't understand nothing. It's closed off to me." And it's only closed off to you because you haven't been taught how to read with understanding. But Yahweh lets you know how to read. He says in the book of Isaiah, 28th chapter, In the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, the 28th chapter, excuse me, in verse 9, it says, whom shall he teach knowledge? And to whom shall he make to understand doctrine? And them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. This is how Yahweh said we ought to learn. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. This is how Yahweh has taught us. And you got to be weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. You got to be like a baby in this knowledge. Not coming with a contentious spirit, ready to say, nope, that ain't right. You got to come with the spirit to be able to learn precept upon precept, line upon line. And we spoke last night about our people saying, man, you got to know the language. This is why we don't understand these books, because we don't understand language. Well, Yahweh solved that in the next verse. He says, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. So it don't matter if you learn the Hebrew language perfectly. There's going to be plenty of your people that don't. And Yahweh still can redeem them. Even though they speak Russian. Even though they speak Mandarin. Even though they speak Spanish. Even though they speak Chinese. Even though they speak the language of Ishmaelites. If they Israel, Yahweh said he can reach out and he will save them. And he can redeem them. Because with another tongue, with stammering lips and another tongue, will he speak with to his people? You don't think Yahweh knew that his people would be scattered in the captivity? You don't think that Yahweh knew that his people would be brought forth and have a tongue that they didn't understand not? Why do you think we have a King James Version in English? Why do you think you can find the scriptures of Yahweh in practically every language? Why? Because Yahweh knew that his people would be scattered to the four corners of the earth. And Yahweh said, with stammering lips and with another tongue will he speak to his people. And our people don't even understand these prophecies. They don't even understand these judgments because they're not seeking out the book of Yahweh. They're seeking after many other books and trying to get understanding out of many other books. But Yahweh didn't tell you to consume these other books. Yahweh didn't tell you to eat these other books. Yahweh didn't tell you to go out there and just be a riotous eater of books. Yahweh commanded us to do one thing. He commanded his messengers to do one thing. And this is what he commanded his messenger to do. It's in the book of Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter. And in the book of Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. And it reads, moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll. And I gave you. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And then he said, and he said unto me, son of man, go get you unto the house of Israel and speak my words unto them. Well, how are you going to come to the people, speak the words of Yahweh, and you not even speaking the words where Yahweh even speaks? You're not even speaking from the book where Yahweh speaks. This roll is not sweet. You just think you got something that nobody else got. So it's sweet so you can magnify yourself and uplift yourself. But to uplift and glorify the Most High, you don't know the first thing on how to do it. Why? Because you haven't eaten this roll. You haven't partaken in the sweetness of the words of the Most High. And most of our people have done it because they know that of many books they've been seeking after. And after going after these many books, there is no end to it. None whatsoever. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. In Jeremiah 9:1, it reads, "Oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wavering men, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. And they bend their tongues like a bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith Yahweh." Yeah, most of our people, that's what they do. They bend their bow, their tongue, like a bow for lies. Always sticking their nose in something that doesn't pertain to them. There's no salvation to them. Pleading for something that doesn't belong to them. And therefore, it said, these are adulterous men. These men are just perverse. They wicked. And they bending their tongue like a bow for lies. And they're not seeking Yahweh. Because it says that they have not known me, saith Yah. And this is the condition that the world is in today. Bending your tongue for lies because you don't know the Most High. You don't know Yahweh. So therefore, you can't know righteousness. You can't know meekness. And you can't know justice. You can't know judgment. Because you're not even seeking it from the Creator of all these things. This is why our people are in the condition that they are today. Now, am I commissioning you to seek out of this book? Am I saying seek out of this book? Does this say, thus saith Obadiah, anywhere? Absolutely not. This is from the commandments of the true and living Elohim. Yahweh have commanded this from the beginning, even until the end. Turn with me to the book of Malachi, the 4th chapter. And in the book of Malachi, the 4th chapter, I'm going to read the 4th verse. And it says, "Remember you the law of Moses, Yah's servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb, for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments." Yeah, Yahweh saying, seek ye out the book of Yahweh and read. Yahweh said, look for the book of Moses. This is what he commanded his people then. This is what he commanded his people to do now. But are we hearkening? Or are we seeking after many of the books, many other doctrines, trying to get another understanding, trying to get other wisdom? Are we ducking from the commission that Yahweh has given his people? And the bottom line is, the vast majority of our people, that's exactly what we have done. We have forsaken the ways of Yah to go pursue the ways of vanity. Because when this is proposed and when this is shown to the vast majority of our people, this is how humbling it is. In the book of Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. In Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. In Nehemiah 8, verse 1, it reads, "And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which Yahweh had commanded to Israel." The same thing that Yahweh commanded in Malachi 4 is the same thing that Yahweh commanded here. And it says, "And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the 7th month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate, from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon the pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose, and beside him stood Mattathiah and Shema and Ananiah and Uriah and Hilkiah and Mahaziah on his right hand, and on his left Padaiah and Mishael and Malchiah and Hashum and Hashbana and Zechariah and Meshullam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed Yahweh, the great Elohim. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped Yahweh to the ground. Nowhere in this testimony does it say, and they read the Quran and people were humbled. They read the New Testament and the people were humbled. No, all these things were done when they read out of the book of the law of Moses, Yahweh's servant, the book that Yahweh commanded his people to read out of. And when the laws and the testimonies was read out of, our people were humbled. They had to bow with their face to the ground. They had to say, this is truth. This is truth. Because they know that this wisdom was direct from the Most High. Now, the vast majority of the world, they don't know that this is wisdom brought by the Most High. They think that it has to be something else. It has to be something to it. Now, today, when you say you a messenger of the Most High, dares to say you a prophet of the Most High. They say, man, you weren't no prophet. All you did was read out the book. That's all you did was read out the book. Well, let's see what the prophet of the Most High did, a messenger of the Most High did, and let's see, did he do something different than what's being done today? Turn with me to the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter. In the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 9th verse. In the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter, it reads, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the ancient of days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool, and his throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. And a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him, and thousands upon thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, and the judgment was set, and the books were open. Well, what books you think that were open? You know, you think that Yahweh had this book recorded, his mouth has commanded, and gathered these books for nothing? That these books wouldn't be open before the Most High? So Yahweh can tell us exactly how we transgressed against him? How we committed iniquity against him? Yes, these books will be open. Because Yahweh has commanded his people to read out of his book. This is what the nations, this is what Yahweh has already prophesied about what's taking place today. In the 25th verse of the same chapter. And it says about this fourth beast. It says he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hands until the time and time and the dividing of times. But judgment shall sit and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it until the end. This is what Yahweh has commissioned to happen. This is what Yahweh has commissioned to take place. And this is why the books were open. And the same way that the books will be open then is the same book that we need to be seeking out of now. Because this is the book of salvation. This is the book of light. This is the book of life. This is the book of Yahweh. This is why Yahweh said this in the book of Malachi, the 3rd chapter. third chapter, I'm going to read the 16th verse. And it reads, "Then they that fear Yah spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for him, for him that feared him, feared Yahweh, and that thought upon his name." Well, how are we going to think upon names of, how are we going to think upon name of Yah? How are we going to speak often to one another and bear witness to the testimonies and laws if we're not seeking out of his book? If we're not seeking out of his judgments? If we're not seeking out the ways of Yahweh? How is a book of remembrance going to be written for a bunch of his servants that don't even delight in his book? Because at the end of the day, no matter what these nations try to posture themselves as being and try to pose as being, Yahweh has said this about his people. Last scripture, the book of Psalms 147. In the book of Psalms, the 147th division, and the 19th verse, it reads, "He showeth his words unto Jacob, his statutes of his judgments unto Israel. He have not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise ye Yahweh." Because it's imperative that we seek out the book of Yah. Because this is the inheritance that he has given to his people. To know his judgments, to know his statutes, and to know that we are the people of the Most High Yahweh. And you won't get that out of any other book, but out of the book that Yahweh has commanded you to seek. To seek out of the book of Yahweh and read. Because of making me books, there is no end. And must study is a weariness of the flesh. But the conclusion of the whole matter is fear Yahweh and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of man. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
I say your last, but that day is great, for there was none like it. The one to speak great words against Yahweh will be invited. The wicked will be convicted. Soon they will face their sentence. The righteous won't leave upon the job. Select no Nazarene. Put the blade up to the children of Lucifer. Who they top? Take their lights out their bodies like I'm trying to see juice from no. The nooses of music and all they take it from we. The best they love the ones against the soul. Happy is he. The great fall of Babylon is the song we will sing. But with the light, Solomon, with the heart of a king. The mind y'all lost is my bow on my sling. His holy words like fire. The false of fire falls like great Goliath. Prices is my attire. Full in the wild side we camping. All of my companions are those who keep commandments. We are almighty. When we exit, no looking back. Here with the right. Go, please tell me who's in the gap. City where they would dwell. We always since the seven where people corrupted themselves. We have books, but we don't read them. Speaking this broken English, talking this to teachers. We learned the ways of the heathens of the day. We gonna fail too short. Isaiah 53:1. Please tell me who I believe I report. That we serve the mighty Yahweh, get no God can compete. The one that us the slave will lift the dust off our feet. They stand in opposition when we be given this speech. We are just niggas according to what history. They say, well, what about Kemet? Teach about Kemet. Born to live with beggars who want us to turn to Egypt. What will we be speaking? Because it's not what Edom teaches. Give them that raw reality. Got them like Joseph dreaming. The righteous get the throne. While the wicked rules is wrong. People love the way the Gentiles will drop me home. Bones hurting, third verse from God's servant. Went through the gravel and grit for my soul to become perfect. Without the praises of Yah, it's darkness and hurts. And we get scattered as people when have ignored his curses. Return back to our Abba, this chains of bondage bursting. It was this more than this. He judging all the earthlings, the wicked purge, violent jugglers for all who's hating. The rest will make it, speaking the holy Yah and David. The king, no need for me to vote for a thing. These nations will kiss the sun, so why don't need a rain? Unless it's filled with commandments of mighty Elohim. His yellow beam will cross over the four river streams. Is it a dream, reality for one of things? And off of idols will perish under the heaven scene. Return, O Jacob, from all the lies made up. For all of it is vanity, only you to enslave us. You that righteous grant that y'all were yelling to raise up. Lose it 400 years. Now it's time to wake up. Time to seek out light. It's darkness that we forsaken. Today we will revive us. Today we are awakening. Taking everything back from nations who was forsaken. Claiming that they Yahuwah will admit they were forsaken. Crossing valleys and hills. Destroyed but not revealed. Order is now restored. From our stripes, we now are healed. So, wake up.